This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Elm Creek High School, home of Stan Whistle, as we get ready for tonight's boys basketball game here in the Fort Kearney Conference between the Elm Creek Buffaloes and the Amherst Broncos. Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show, our girls' game. Well, the score was a lot prettier than probably the ball game was, but Elm Creek able to hold on and win their final regular season contest 54-51 in a game that featured over 50 turnovers. So not exactly what the coaches hope to see heading into the postseason, but yet it's a win for Elm Creek. Now we'll see if the boys' game can be just as close. In other action tonight, the Loomis boys have jumped out to a 14-7 lead over Pleasanton at the end of one quarter in that annual rivalry. The Kearney High girls fall tonight to Lincoln Southwest 45-36. And in boys action, they're in the second half, but at halftime, Southwest led Kearney 28-27. That's airing on ESPN 1460. Let's take a look at the starting lineups, brought to you as always by the fine folks at Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. First out for the Amherst varsity boys basketball team, the Broncos will go with number 10, a 5'6 senior, Alec Martin, the school's all-time leading scorer. Number 20 is a 5'7 sophomore, Ty Stevens. Number 24, a 6'3 senior, Dylan Lockhorn. Number 32, a 6'2 sophomore, Dylan Halligan. And number 44, a 6'7 senior, Lucas Casson. The head coach of the Amherst Broncos, Clark Ribble, assisted by Taylor Malsby. Amherst is 7-9 on the season, but they have won five of their last seven ball games. Now for the Elm Creek Buffaloes, number 4 is a 5'9 senior, Gavin Mitchell. Number 10 is a 6-foot junior, Luke Reyna. Number 14 is a 5'10 senior, Skyler Schonhofer. Number 32 is a 6'2 senior, Jordan Larrington. And number 50 is a 6'2 senior, Thomas Zekman. The head coach is Tanner Cavity, assisted by Mike Gogan. Elm Creek is also 7-9 on the season, but they have dropped their last three contests, including Amherst in the quarterfinals of the conference tournament, which Amherst won 52-48. Actually, that was the play-in game. They won 52-48, and then Amherst was beaten by Axtell in the quarterfinal round. That's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll have the tip right after this.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
Amherst is going to win the opening tip, and they'll take it inside, and Dylan Lockhorn is going to hit the first shot of the basketball game, so it's 2-0 in favor of Amherst, trying to get their second straight win over Elm Creek, and it's going to be stolen away and taken in by Alec Martin, and Alec Martin's going to lay it up and score. So the Buffaloes turn it over on their first possession, and it's quickly 4-0 here in favor of Amherst, who puts on a little zone trap pressure, and going for the steal, a foul will be called on number 20, Ty Stevens. This is the first game since the conference tournament for Elm Creek. They have been off for 14 days. They played Saturday, the 30th, the game was in Amherst in the conference tournament. On that Saturday, they got beat by 4, and they haven't played since. So they have had a long time off, too long, as the jumper in the lane will not go that time for Gavin Mitchell. And the rebound is brought down by Halligan. Outlet pass into the front court. Stevens tries to kick it out to Alec Martin, a little bit behind him, and he'll run it down. Kick it onto the wing there to Lockhorn, down the low post. Here's a turnaround jumper, Casson up and in. And a great start here for Amherst. They are up 6-0, and we are only 1:10 into the ball game. Elm Creek against that zone trap. We'll get it into the front court here to Luke Oreta. Luke skip pass left side to Schonhofer. Right back over, 4-3. Luke fires it up and hits it. Luke Oreta, solid ball player here for Elm Creek. Hits his first shot of the contest, and that will make it 6-3. Stevens with it on the right wing. Looking up top for Martin. He's covered. Mitchell on him. They're trying boxing one, triangle in two, and we have got a whistle. And it looks like 3 seconds going to be called here on Amherst. Saw a few of those called in the girls' game, so expect to see a few called here in the boys' game. We had a lot of fouls called in that girls' game, so we'll see if it is also tightly called here in the boys' contest. Jordan Larrington swings it back over to Burke. Oreta up top, the ball knocked away, and it's going to be stolen away, and, well, not cleanly, lost out of bounds. Dylan Lockhorn never did get control of that basketball and has it slide out on him, so it'll stay with Elm Creek. 6-3, Amherst on top, 2 minutes into our basketball game. Both coaches up, working their teams, trying to keep them going, trying to let them know where they need to get that basketball. Driving in, the runner by Schoenhofer is going to be blocked out of bounds by Kasson. And it'll stay with the Buffaloes. Taking it out will be Gavin Mitchell. They'll put three down on the baseline here. Let's see where Schoenhofer goes. He's standing in the lane as they throw it in. Trying to work him off a pick for maybe a three. They'll lob it in. He'll take it on the wing. Back up top, they'll go to Oreta. In the paint, Zekman, one-hand jumper up and in. So the big fella, Tom Zekman, hits the bucket. It's a one-point game, 6-5. Up the floor, Ty Stevens. The trailer is Lockhorn. Ball fake on the three, dribbles to the left elbow. Swings it back out to Ty Stevens. Stevens almost tipped away, picked back up by Lockhorn. He'll come into the paint, give it off to Cassidy, who's outside the paint. He'll take a couple of dribbles down the baseline and make a power move up and in. So Lucas Cassidy with a couple of early buckets, and that's a good sign for Amherst when he can get off to a good start. He's not necessarily a big scorer for being a 6'7 post player. They score more on the guards. And a 10-second call here on Elm Creek, putting a little pressure on, and a timeout going to be called by Coach Tanner Cavity, and it's going to be a full-length timeout. So with 5:11 to go in the first quarter, Amherst 8, Elm Creek 5. We'll be back in a minute.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Good luck from Circle S Plumbing of Elm Creek. Of course Circle S does residential plumbing and electrical, but they also do backhoe work, trenching, and in-floor heating. Circle S Plumbing in Elm Creek.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, the only place you need to go to get your farm to grow. Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek wishes all the area athletes the best of luck.
Doug Good along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks as we come out of the timeout. It'll be Amherst basketball leading it by a score of 8-5. And Dylan Lockhorn out on the left wing into the corner. Three-pointer, Dylan Halligan on the way. No good. Kasson goes up, grabs the rebound, puts it up, and draws the foul. It will not fall. And Kasson will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. And the foul is on Tom Zekman. First foul of the basketball game on Elm Creek. So Kasson to the line to shoot two. And the 6'7 senior will put it on the way and in. This is not the final home game for the Elm Creek boys. They host Elwood next Friday night, while Amherst is also back at home next Friday as they finish off the season with Wilcox Hildreth. And Amherst is hoping to keep things rolling here, get a couple of wins, even their record going into the postseason. Second free throw up and in. Kasson has 6 of the first 10 points here for Amherst. And taking the ball out of bounds, Elm Creek's going to be called for stepping over the end line. So a couple of attention-getting turnovers here from Coach Cavity. He doesn't like it, and a quick inbound to Martin. He's going to fire that three. It's no good. And the rebound will be brought down by Luke Oreta. Oreta brings it all the way up the floor, gives it off the Schoenhofer. Into the ball game for Elm Creek is Mike Reeves. They'll get it down low. Turnaround jumper off the iron, no good by Jordan Larrington. And the rebound brought down by Lockhorn. Lockhorn will push the ball off the floor here for Amherst. The pace is suiting them right now. Looking to lob it inside. Instead, kicks it out. Another three on the way, Halligan. This one will not go. Long rebound comes all the way out near midcourt for Reeves. Reeves takes it to the other end. Pass Martin. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Halligan and over the back. Called on Elm Creek. The foul is on Luke Oreta. That'll be his first. Score update from Lincoln. After three quarters, the Kearney High boys leading Lincoln Southwest 40-39. 40-39, Kearney had a one-point lead heading into the fourth. That game currently on ESPN Radio, 1460 AM. Another three, Halligan trying to get one to go. He's missed three in a row, and the rebound comes out to Schoenhofer. Schoenhofer in the front court makes a nice pass to Areta, who gets it underneath for a layup. Jordan Larrington and the foul. Larrington to the line to try and complete the three-point play. Good ball movement there by the Buffaloes, getting the ball up the floor in transition. The foul is going to be called on Clint Bentley, who has come into the ball game. And the free throw is on the way. It is no good. And the rebound brought down by Dylan Lockhorn. So Amherst with the basketball here, and their lead still three at 10-7. Into the front court with it. Alec Martin way out between the circles, but you have got to guard him everywhere because you don't know where he's going to shoot it from. Lobbed into Kasson. Short jumper, too strong. Comes off to Halligan. Halligan going to kick it out on the wing. Looking at the three, but faking it. Lockhorn drives, gives it off to Bentley. Bentley back into Lockhorn, and they need some space. So out top they go to Halligan. Fakes the three and is called for the walk. Second turnover here for Amherst. And the ball will come back over to the Buffaloes, who could tie this thing up with a three-pointer. Taking his time, bringing the ball up the floor is going to be Areta. Areta gets the ball into the front court. We've got a whistle. We can have an illegal screen. Looks like that's the case. An illegal screen called on Brendan Geyer, who just checked into the ball game. And so that will turn the basketball over and back into the hands here of Amherst. They lead it 10-7 with 3 minutes to go in quarter number one. Boys basketball, we got a real late start. Bentley's going to fire up the three. No good. Amherst has missed their first five, and the rebound is brought down by Geyer. So Amherst is getting some open looks. They just haven't made the outside shot, or they would have a much bigger lead. Now trying to tie it with a three is Schoenhofer. It's off the mark, and it's going to be pulled down there by Ty Stevens. Stevens up the floor, brings it all the way to the high post, swings it off into the corner to Bentley. He'll give it off to Lockhorn up top for a three. Stevens fires, and it dances around, and it won't go. And the ball ends up in the hands of Brendan Geyer. Still 10-7. Amherst with the lead. And up the front, right side they'll go. Driving in baseline. Kasson blocks the attempt of Mike Reeves. Comes out of there with a basketball, but his outlet pass is going to be stolen away. And Elm Creek has it again. Luke Areta will put the ball on his hip. Tight man-to-man defense here by Amherst. And the ball falls out of Schoenhofer's hands as he goes to make the pass. So right back over, Martin coast-to-coast, up off the square and scores. Alec Martin with his second bucket. Amherst 12 and Elm Creek 7, just under 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Geyer, right-hand corner. Didn't want the three. Numbers weren't even there. It was about 1-on-4. And so they'll kick it out and reverse it over to Reeves. Now Geyer, left corner, will shoot the three, and it's all the way down and back out. And the rebound to Dylan Lockhorn, his third. Elm Creek 1-of-3 beyond the arc. Amherst 0-of-6 here in the first quarter. But Martin's only shot one of those, and now another three. Stevens, and that one's good. Ty Stevens nails the three-pointer, his first bucket of the ball game. And the lead is now 8 at 15-7. Back-to-back buckets there by the Broncos. Buffalo basketball, Geyer kicks it out on the wing to Schoenhofer. Schoenhofer drives and kicks it back out to Areta. Left wing they go to Reeves. Reeves drives, and a hand check going to be called as he heads to the hoop. The foul will be on Clint Bentley, his second, third team foul, and back in Dylan Halligan for Amherst and Gavin Mitchell for Elm Creek. 1:09 to go first quarter, Amherst 15 and Elm Creek 7, Buffalo basketball. Skip it into the right-hand corner for a quick three. Reeves, a little flat, can't get it to go. Kasson can't grab the ball, but they're going to say it's punched out by Elm Creek. So the Broncos will get it anyway. Don't forget tomorrow, wrestling right here on Classic Hits 98.9. The D3 Finals comes your way from Amherst High School starting at 2 as Martin drives, kicks it back out to Stevens. Stevens, nobody on him now, but he didn't have a good look. He was not squared up to the hoop. Now they'll give it back to Ty. He'll take the long three and hit it. Back-to-back threes for Ty Stevens, and it's now 18-7, an 8-0 run. in Pleasanton. Loomis leads the Pleasanton boys at the half, 30-19. A little bit of a surprise there as Reeves tries, puts the runner up, no good. Rebound comes down to Dylan Lockhorn, and it's all Amherst right now with 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Coach Clark Ribble says, let's play for the last shot. So they'll hand it off to Alec Martin. He'll dribble the ball out in the right corner. 20 seconds, back out towards midcourt. Lockhorn will hold it. Elm Creek's going to let him. But Mike Reeves isn't going to try and let Alec Martin do anything. Fox and one on Martin. They've got various junk defenses. Off the pick, Martin has it. Kicks it off on the wing. 4 seconds. Three-pointer is on the way. No good. Rebound brought down by Elm Creek. Thrown to the other end by Jordan Larrington. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. Amherst ends the quarter on an 8-0 run. And after one, it's the Amherst Broncos 18, the Elm Creek Buffaloes 7. We'll be back in 1 minute on KKPR-FM.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
One of the benefits of living in the Heartland is the great meat farmers provide. Get your fair share from Belsner Custom Meats in Amherst, a proud supporter of all of our area sports. Belsner Custom Meats of Amherst.
We are ready to get the second quarter underway, and Elm Creek will get the ball on the alternating possession. They are down, though, by 11. Got to find a way to get some offense. They'll lob it inside. Nice pass. A foul. The shot will not go for Larrington, who adjusted, and he got the big fella, Clayton Preble, in the air to start the second quarter. First foul on Preble, and Larrington to the line to shoot two. In the first quarter, turnovers, 4 for Elm Creek, 3 for Amherst. Rebounds, 9 for Amherst, 6 for Elm Creek. Three-point shooting, Elm Creek, 1 of 4, Amherst, 2 of 9. Free-throw shooting, Elm Creek, 0 of 1, Amherst, 2 of 2. And the free-throw here by Larrington is no good. 6 points for Lucas Cassett and Ty Stevens, leading the way for Amherst. 18-7 your score. Second free-throw is good. So Larrington got 1 of 2. He's got 3 points, and it's 18-8 in favor of Amherst. Give him that 10-point lead. That will snap the 8-0 run, the free throw. Ty Stevens on the right wing, tries to get into the paint. Nice backdoor cut, but before the bounce pass, they're going to call a walk. They didn't call on Dylan Halligan. They called it on the bounce pass. Took an extra half step and wave off the layup there by Halligan. It looked good, but it just wasn't proper, apparently. And so turnover number 4 for Amherst. Kicking into the left-hand corner. They'll get it to Oreda. Oreda almost taken away by Martin. Into the paint it goes. Spin move. Turnaround jumper sets on the rim and goes for Jordan Larrington. So Larrington with his second bucket. 18-10. Amherst with the lead. Martin will walk it up, but that's where he's dangerous. He likes that quick step on you. Swings it over to Halligan. Double team. Back out Martin. Martin way out there. Now he'll dribble back even farther near midcourt, and they'll reset the play here. A little three-man game up top to Preble. Into the paint, and a walk called on Dylan Lockhorn. Yeah, Lockhorn was trying to get out of the paint, and then he was trying to face the hoop, and he was holding on to the ball the whole time. So back-to-back turnovers for Amherst, and the ball will come back over to the Elm Creek Buffaloes. 6:40 to go here, third quarter. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, 54-51. Elm Creek got the win. We'll talk more about it at the half. Right now, drop step Schoenhofer into the paint. 4 red jerseys around him, and he'll finally get rid of it to Mitchell. Mitchell tries to drive baseline and stepped out of bounds. First turnover of the second quarter here for the Buffaloes. Don't forget, more basketball comes your way. Next week, we get into sub-district play for the girls, and we will be up in Lexington for the C-111 starting on Tuesday night. Right now, we concentrate ourselves again with some boys basketball. And crossover here by Martin. He comes in, one-hand floater. Shot puts it up there. No good. Rebound brought down by Oreta. Second for Luke. Up the floor he goes. Shot offer takes it in. Had to go around Kasson. Kasson made him miss the shot. Got the rebound up to Martin. Martin coast to coast, up and in. And that's what Amherst loves to do. Their first bucket of the second quarter. 20-10 Broncos. 6 minutes left in the first half. Into the front court again. Buffaloes working against the man. Three-pointer Oreta got it to stick and go. That thing about stuck on the heel of the second three for Luke Oreta. And it's 20-13. Quickly the other way. The ball deflected out of there by Zach Crowley, who's in. And the steal is made. Amherst with three turnovers in the quarter. Up ahead they go. Shot offer. Dishes it off to Mitchell underneath. Mitchell is fouled by Alec Martin. First foul of the game by Martin. And Elm Creek starting to show a little sign of life right now. And at the line, Gavin Mitchell looking for his first point of the basketball game. And it is on the way and in. 20-14. It was 18-7 at the end of the first quarter. So already doubling up their point total in the first quarter here in just under 3 minutes. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Mitchell hits them both, and checking in now for Amherst is Travis Hodgson. So Hodgson is into the basketball game. And Amherst will have the basketball. And they get it right over to Travis. Up top, Kasson into the paint to Lockhorn. Back out Lucas for three. It's going to be off the iron, no good. And the rebound is brought down by Zach Crowley. So even the big fella, when he's open, is going to fire that one from the outside. Now a three for Schoenhofer. Rattles in and out, no good. Crowley the rebound. He'll put it back up. It won't go. Rebound brought down by Dylan Lockhorn. And all but down that time for Elm Creek. They should have had at least two more points. Here's the cutter. Layup, Martin. Timeout by Amherst. A timeout call here by Coach Clark Rimmel. After the layup made by Alec Martin, he's got eight now. And with 4:45 to go in the first half, Amherst 22 and Elm Creek 15. We'll be back in a minute.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Call M&J Signs and ask the professionals how they can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customer. Check them out at mnjsigns.com. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all the area athletes.
And welcome back to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Amherst, and Elm Creek. And Elm Creek out of the timeout is going to turn it over up ahead to Martin, and he makes another layup. That's what Alec Martin does so well. If you can get that steal, he's going to beat you to the other end, and he's going to make that layup. And the lead is back out to 9-24-15. Here's the jumper, Crowley. He knocks it down. Zach with his first bucket of the ball game, and the offense starting to heat up here in quarter number two. 24-17 in favor of Amherst. They have led the whole way. They jumped out 6-0 and have never trailed. Ball goes to Lockhorn, tries to make a move around Geyer, kicks it out of the wing for three. Stevens, he's fouled. Stevens is fouled on the three right in front of Coach Tanner Cavity. Let's see if they give him three free throws or say it's after the shot. They're going to say it is after the shot and not give him the free throws. So the three-pointer is no good, but the foul is going to be on the box out on Zach Crowley. Fourth team foul on Elm Creek. So to throw it in right in front of us here, or below us, Dylan Lockhorn to Stevens. Stevens' couple of dribbles didn't go anywhere. Try to put some tough man-to-man on. Travis Hodgson has the basketball. Back up top to Stevens. And a whistle away from the ball, and a holding foul going to be called here, trying to fight off that screen. And the foul is going to go on the Buffaloes, number 14, Skyler Schoenhofer. That'll be his first. Team fouls now even at 5. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at all the first half stats and give you a little review on the girls' game, which Elm Creek won 54-51. Plus, a look ahead to what's this weekend as Lockhorn comes through the paint, tries to pass it to Cassett. It's knocked away there by Larrington. He got it back, and then as he goes up, he's fouled. Good defense the first time by Larrington, but he didn't grab the ball and ended up committing the foul. So two shots coming up now for Dylan Lockhorn. He's got 2 points and 5 boards so far here in the first half. And the free throw is on the way. No good. Too strong. Second free throw coming up. Right now, a 7-point lead for the Broncos. Another basketball tonight. Loomis led Pleasanton's boys by 11 at the half. Kearney High had a 1-point lead going into the fourth quarter. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Larrington. Up the floor, long pass over to Crowley, and it went out of bounds. So Elm Creek with their 7th turnover, and Luke Oreda is going to check back into the ballgame. And checking out is going to be Schoenhofer. Made a dangerous cross-court pass. Coach Cavity is going to bring him out here for a little breather. 24-17 Broncos. And Amherst has the basketball. Martin takes his time bringing the ball up the floor. Swings it off the left wing to Ty Stevens. Brings it from left to right. Gives it to Casson. And he'll take it right to the hoop and score. Oreda ended up being the only guy there to have to cover both of them. And good play by Amherst. Casson now has 8 in the ball game, and it's 26-17, the lead to 9. Baseline Geyer. Geyer tries to throw inside to Crowley. It's off his fingertips and out of bounds. 3 straight turnovers here for the Buffaloes. And in this game of many runs, Amherst is on another one. They've scored 6 in a row after it was cut to 3. And they've got the basketball. Under 3 minutes to go. Alec Martin, who became the school's all-time leading scorer. I don't care where you're at. When you're at the top of the list, there's only one name there. And right now at Amherst, it's Alec Martin, a record that had stood for over 40 years. And even though Amherst is still considered a wrestling school, they've had some very talented kids play the round ball. As Lockhorn steps through the double team, the leaner no good. Tries to get his own rebound, does. Needs to get rid of it, and the ball is knocked away. And a foul called on Amherst. Cassett was trying to run it down. So good hustle that time. But it ends up being a turnover and a foul after Lockhorn got the rebound of his own miss. That'll be the first foul on Lucas. And Elm Creek will bring it up with Luke Oreda. They're stuck on 17 now with 2:20 to go in the first half of play. Oreda dribbling around, trying to trap out front. Makes a skip pass right side over to Reeves. Swings it all the way to the left side of the baseline quickly. The jumper is up by Larrington, and he hits the 12-footer. Larrington with 5 of the quarter, 7 of the game. 26-19, Amherst by 7. 2 minutes to go. Martin down the lane. One-hand floater again, up and in. Martin with 8 and a quarter, 12 in the ball game. They are giving him room. They're trying to box and one him. They're trying to triangle and 2 him. They're trying to double-team him at the other end. A charge. A charge called on Mike Reeves, taken by Ty Stevens. And for Reeves, that will be his first personal foul. But for Martin, he's got 12 now for Amherst, and they are back up by 9. Well, a bad night for Kearney High down in Lincoln. The Kearney boys in Lincoln Southwest close the whole night, and the Silverhawks of Southwest 57, Kearney High 53 the final. Girls tonight, Southwest won at 45-36. So Kearney High is swept in Lincoln. Here's a short jumper that rolls out for Dylan Halligan, and the rebound brought down by Jordan Larrington. And here come the Buffaloes trying to get something going in the final 90 seconds of the half. In the corner, the three-pointer is on the way, but off the mark by Larrington. Offensive rebound brought down by Luke Oreda. And they'll get a second opportunity here. Up top, Oreda swings it right side to Mitchell. Mitchell to the baseline, over Cassett, and hits the nice little 10-foot teardrop. And Gavin Mitchell with his first bucket to go along with a pair of free throws. 28-21, Amherst by 7. And apparently the clock quit running or something. the official blowing the whistle and checking something out over at the scorer's table. So we got a little break in the action. I don't think it's anything too major. Amherst just going to take it out again here. And Alec Martin will check back in after a short breather. Hodgson will come out. Also in there is Clint Bentley, Casson, Lockhorn, and Halligan, the five on the floor. And they'll go to the baseline, Martin, but Martin's covered. Mitchell, he's supposed to be on him all the time. Swings it left side, Halligan. One-on-one there against Larrington. Didn't like it, kicks it back out, a minute to go. Bentley back over the left wing, overloaded there. Might try that backdoor lob, but nothing there. Lockhorn posted up on the low block. No pass. Back out to Martin. Martin crossover, got tripped up, lost his footing, but the ball picked up by Lockhorn. Still Amherst ball, 40 seconds to go in the half. Hands it to Bentley. And now Amherst may pull it out and play for the last shot. Martin pulls it out. He's going to try and drive. Has it knocked away. Steal is made. Elm Creek up the floor. Larrington, he makes a dangerous pass. Oreta picks it up, though. Gives it to Schoenefer. His eight-footer no good. Rebound brought down by Halligan. 19 seconds to go in the half. Lockhorn the outlet. Lane's open. Contact. His pass knocked away by Zekman. But still Amherst has it. 10 seconds underneath Casson, wide open layup, good. And then a late foul as Casson lit on one of the Elm Creek players. 7 seconds to go, and they're going to call the foul on Schoenacher. As Casson backed up, laid it in, and then just kind of fell on him. And he's going to get a chance at a three-point play. 7 seconds remaining in the half. Chance to make it a 10-point lead here. Casson is going to put it up and in. He's 3 of 3 at the line. Let's see if Elm Creek can get a good shot here. Oreta, coast to coast, pulls up, got a good look from 13 and hit it, and that takes us to halftime. So a nice job by Luke Oreta to hit the shot right before the halftime buzzer, and we take it into the locker room with your score, the Amherst Broncos 31 and the Elm Creek Buffaloes 23. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Amherst, and Elm Creek. Stay with us. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's for the finest meats, freshest produce, and great weekly specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you.
And welcome back to Elm Creek High School, where it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Halftime of our boys' game, it is Amherst 31 and Elm Creek 23. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, it was Elm Creek holding off Amherst by a score of 54-51, and Elm Creek was led in scoring by Aisha Burke. Aisha had 13 points. 11 points for Hillary Kanaki, 10 points for Angela Berkey. 8 of those were in the fourth quarter as Elm Creek put up 20 points to hold on for the three-point win, 54-51. They forced Amherst into 30 turnovers in the basketball game tonight. It was 20-5-20 at halftime. And then the offense started to pick up a little bit in that fourth quarter as it was just a two-point lead going into the quarter, and Elm Creek was able to get that lead, hit a couple of free throws. Amherst actually hit a three at the buzzer just to make it a three-point game. Shelby Hemmen had 17 points and 9 rebounds to lead Amherst. 12 rebounds for Kaisha Juergens. Kaisha Juergens had 12 rebounds to be the team high here this evening. And Kylie Haynes, second leading scorer, had 8 points in the contest. So Amherst is now 9-8. Elm Creek is 9-10. and that ends the entire regular season for these girls as we head into sub-district play. So coming up in C2 action at Holdridge, Elm Creek will play Axtell Tuesday night at 7:45. Alma and Southwest will play on Monday. The winner will play Cambridge at 6, and Elm Creek Axtell at 7:45, and the final Thursday is at 7 o'clock. In D1, that's where Amherst will head up to Kearney Catholic, where they played a couple of games in the holiday tournament this year, so they've played on that court. Franklin will play Loup City Monday. The winner will play Kennesaw Tuesday at 6, and Amherst will play Wilcox-Hildreth. That game is at 7:45 coming up on Tuesday, and the winner will head to the final Thursday at 7 o'clock, and then, of course, the districts the following week. So that's just some of the sub-districts that's going on. We'll be bringing you the C111 sub-districts on Classic Hits 98.9 Tuesday. It'll be Southern Valley taking on the Gothenburg-Cozad winner at 6. Minden and Kearney Catholic will be doing battle at 7:45. Then the winners will meet on Thursday. We'll also be keeping an eye on the C18 at Grand Island next Thursday, where the Centura Wood River winner will most likely take on Grand Island Central Catholic. Monday, we've got basketball. It's a makeup game. The Grand Island Central Catholic and Kearney Catholic boys in Kearney will play at 8 o'clock coming up Monday here on KKPR. In between, we've got wrestling to talk about. The D3 finals tomorrow from Amherst, scheduled to begin at 2 o'clock. We'll have all the finals right here. And then Sunday, we'll also be bringing you the annual wrestling rally, which gets underway at 3 o'clock, talking with state qualifiers, area coaches, and a whole lot more as we get ready for the state meet starting next Thursday and running through Saturday at the Quest Center in Omaha. And, of course, next Friday night, we will be bringing you all of the semifinals for area wrestlers, the only station in central Nebraska to do that from 6 until 10 o'clock. Right now, halftime of our boys game, Amherst 31 and Elm Creek 23. We'll be back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Good luck from Circle S Plumbing in Elm Creek. Of course, Circle S does residential plumbing and electrical, but they also do backhoe work, trenching, and in-floor heating. Circle S Plumbing in Elm Creek.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at our first half numbers of our boys' game. First off tonight, we'll take a look at the numbers for Elm Creek. And Gavin Mitchell has 4 points. Luke Oreta leads the scoring with 8 points. He's got 3 rebounds. Zach Crowley, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Skyler Schoenhofer, 1 rebound. Brendan Geyer, 2 rebounds. Mike Reeves, 1 rebound. Jordan Larrington, 7 points, 3 rebounds. And Tom Zekman has 2 points. Elm Creek had 6 rebounds in each quarter. Free throw shooting 0 of 1 in the first and 3 of 4 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting for the Buffaloes, 1 of 4 in the first, 1 of 3 in the second. And turnovers 4 in each quarter. Foul situation, Schoenhofer the only player with 2. Elm Creek had 7 points in the first quarter. They put up 16 in the second. And at the half, 23 points, 12 rebounds. 3 out of 5 at the free throw line, 2 of 7 from 3-point land, and 8 turnovers for the Buffaloes. We'll take a quick break and look at the numbers for Amherst right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
And now let's take a look at the halftime numbers for the Amherst Broncos. Alec Martin leads the way with 12 points. Ty Stevens hit a couple of threes in the first quarter. He's got 6 points and a rebound. Dylan Lockhorn, 2 points and a game-high 6 rebounds. Dylan Halligan, 4 rebounds, and Lucas Casson, 11 points here in the first half. He's also got 2 rebounds and 2 block shots. 9 rebounds in the first quarter, 4 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first, 1 of 3 in the second. 3-point shooting for the Broncos, 2 of 9 in the first and 0 of 2 in the second. Turnovers, 3 in the first quarter and 5 in the second. Foul situation, Clint Bentley is the only player with 2 for Amherst. The Broncos had 18 points in the first quarter. They put up 13 in the second, and at the half, 31 points, 13 rebounds. 3 out of 5 at the free throw line, 2 of 11 from 3-point land, 2 blocks and 8 turnovers. Battle of 7 and 9 teams that are headed in opposite directions right now. Amherst with the lead, 31-23. Again, this is the first game since January 30th for Elm Creek when they played in the play-in game in the conference tournament, and they lost to Amherst at Amherst, 52-48. Amherst did come back, and they then, of course, played in the quarters and got beat by Axtell, then turned around and beat Ansley on Tuesday night, 78-46. So they've won 5 of their last 7, and those 2 losses were to SEM and Axtell, who finished first and third in the conference tournament. For Elm Creek, as we said, they've lost 3 in a row, Pleasanton, Overton, and Amherst, after they were setting at 7-6 on the season. So Elm Creek trying to get a little love going back their way here. Also tonight in basketball action, it was Kearney High being swept by Lincoln Southwest, 45-36 in the girls, 57-53 in the boys. And after being down 30-19 at the half, Pleasanton with a huge third quarter now leads Loomis 47-40 as they outscore Loomis 28-10 in the third quarter. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll have the second half right after this.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Call M&J Signs and ask the professionals how they can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customer. Check them out at mnjsigns.com. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all the area athletes.
And as always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we're ready to get the second half underway. Amherst gets the ball, and they lead it here on the road, 31-23. Next to last game of the regular season for both teams. Both are at home next Friday. Elm Creek against Elwood and Amherst against Wilcox-Hildreth. Same 5 starters here for the Amherst Broncos. Martin, Stevens, Lockhorn, Halligan, and Casson. And Stevens hasn't stopped the circle. And Elm Creek comes out, it looks like in a man-to-man and a backdoor cut. Martin layup up and in. That's why they didn't want to go straight up man, because they didn't think that they had anybody that could really go one-on-one the whole half or the whole game with Alec Martin. And Martin now with a game-high 14 in the lead, up to 10. And the ball stolen away. Stepping in front of Zekman is Halligan. And that'll be turnover number 9. Each team had 8 in the first half. Crossover dribble. Lockhorn comes in. And Zekman really fouled him hard. And he'll get 2 free throws. Zekman just raked him across the arms and knocked him to the ground. I think, yeah, thought for a minute they weren't going to give free throws, but they will. And Dylan will go to the line. He is 0 of 2 at the line. 2 points, but he got 6 rebounds there in the first half. And so Lockhorn heads back to the line to shoot 2. Lockhorn takes a lot of time, and he'll put the first free throw up and in. 3 points for Dylan, and the first point. Makes it 34-23. Second free throw up. That's a little too strong, and Zekman will get his first rebound of the ball game. Quickly out to Mitchell, to Schoenhofer, back to Gavin in the front court. Doesn't want the shot. Schoenhofer will take it, though. Skyler for 3. It will not go. Ball being tapped around, and Mitchell saves it. Mitchell was on the baseline and trying to find some place to get the ball. Ends up walking with it. But Coach Tanner Cavity says that's okay. That was a hustle play. He did a heck of a job just to get the ball, and then was surrounded well. Good defense by Amherst. So the Broncos will get the ball up front. Martin, high post, gives it off and takes it right back. Comes to the weak side. Casson posts up. Martin drives in traffic, puts the double clutch up and in. It's frustrating, I know, to the defenders, but Martin is able to control. He's done it so many times and so long over his career at Amherst that he knows how to double pump and how to clutch and throw up the one-handers, and he's got that sixth sense as Zekman walks in the paint at the other end. And Elm Creek's just had one too many of these each quarter where they get into a little bit of a dry spell. Amherst hits a couple of buckets. They make a couple of turnovers, and all of a sudden, whatever they whittle it down to is wiped out and back up two more points, and that's the case here. Amherst up 13, their largest lead. Right elbow with it is Halligan, tries to get it into Kasson, and we've got a pushing foul called on the Buffaloes. So the Buffaloes were slow out of the gate in the first quarter. They're slow out of the gate here in the third quarter. And the foul is going to be on Zekman, his third. And so checking into the ball game, Greg Lang for the first time. And Zekman will check out. Amherst ball underneath their own hoop. They'll kick it outside to Kasson, who gets it right back inside to Lockhorn, who took the ball out. Everybody looked at Kasson. Kasson threw it right over their heads to Lockhorn, and Dillon scores. And that'll make it 38-23 in favor of Amherst. And going all the way to the other end, Larrington says, I'm going to take it at you. Get out of my way. And Jordan lays it up and in for his team-high 9 points, 38-25. But Amherst had a 7-0 start to the quarter as Martin fadeaway left wing. Nothing but net for Alec Martin. And a timeout again going to be called by Amherst after the made bucket. Up 15, but a timeout for Amherst. They'll take a 30-second break, 40-25. We'll be right back.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's for the finest meats, freshest produce, and great weekly specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you.
As always, I want to thank Stan Whistle, Randy Geyer, and the entire crew here at Elm Creek High School. And we hope Mr. Babcock's okay after he had to kiss the pig at halftime in a fundraiser here. He was the winner, should we say, at halftime, so they had a little show for that. Right now, Elm Creek trying to get things going out of the timeout, and a pull-up jumper knocked down by Larrington. Jordan having a good game. He's got 11 points, and it's 40-27. Ways to come back, though, for the Elm Creek Buffaloes here on their home court. Amherst with the basketball. Stevens gives it to Kasson outside the arc. To Lockhorn, swings it in the wing, a three for Martin, and that almost hit the ceiling, but it goes in. 9 in the quarter, 21 in the game for Alec Martin. Just the third three of the game for Amherst, so they have found other ways to score tonight. They like to shoot a lot of threes. They're 3 of 12. 43-27, Amherst by 16. Skip pass over to Schonifer. Fakes the three, comes into the paint, kicks it back out. Larrington, 11-footer, no. And Kasson pulls down the board. Outlet pass right side. Gets it to Lockhorn again, three, and Martin hits another one. And there's just nothing you can do about that. That's just good basketball by Amherst. And Martin caught it and shot it all in one motion, and he's hit back-to-back threes. And Amherst is starting to put this one into the no-doubt category as Oreda kicks it out to the free-throw line. Larrington open and hits it. Boy, Jordan sure does hit some jump shots. And a timeout going to be called here by Coach Tanner Cavity. But all 6 points in the quarter have come from Larrington, and Amherst has outscored Elm Creek so far here in the third quarter, 15-6. 4:12 to go in third quarter. It's 46-29 Amherst. We'll be back in a minute.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, the only place you need to go to get your farm to grow. Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek wishes all the area athletes the best of luck.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
And we are back here to High School Hoops, Fort Kearney Conference style on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web, kkpr.com. Amherst will have the basketball, and Elm Creek's going to steal it away as Oreda steps in front. Amherst with their first turnover here of the quarter. The ball comes out to Lang. Lang will give it off there to Mike Reese. Back up to Larrington. Drives, and a double dribble going to be called on Elm Creek. So they'll give it right back. Three turnovers in the quarter for the Buffaloes. Amherst, that was their first on the last possession. 17-point lead. They're trying to put the full court pressure on in trap. It caught Amherst off guard last time. Here the ball is deflected away again by Oreda. The steal is made. Picked up that time by Reeves. Oreda inside to Lang. Oh, and a walk on Lang. Wow. That's a tough call. Greg got the ball and pivot to shoot. They said turnover, so they forced two turnovers, Elm Creek does with the press, but they give them both right back, and Martin at the other end, a circus shot up and in. And here is what Alec Martin is able to do for the Amherst Broncos. And one of the reasons that they are starting to win some more ball games is he's getting some help, and now when they try to guard him one-on-one, he's just torching Elm Creek. And at the other end, Larrington drives, says, I can do that, and he does. Eight in the quarter, 15 of the game for Larrington, 48-31, and now Alec Martin brings the ball off the floor, double team. So he's got to get rid of it up top to Lockhorn. Right side, Hodson tries the three. No good, but a long rebound is run down there by Clint Bentley. Left side, Hodson, great ball fake, drives the baseline up and in and draws the foul. Boy, he got Lang to fly right by him. And a nice move there by the sophomore, Travis Hodson. Amherst only has three seniors and one junior. Everybody else is a sophomore, seven of them on this roster. The foul is on Luke Oreda, his second. And at the line to try and complete the three-point play, Travis Hodson after hitting his first shot of the ball game. And to put him up by 20, but he doesn't. And the rebound brought down offensively by Dylan Lockhorn, so another chance, 50-31, Amherst. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. And a very long three by Martin, and the NBA three is good, and he can't do anything but smile. Even he knows they're all going in right now, 53-31. And a pleasure to watch Alec Martin do his work right here. He's hit three threes in the quarter. He's got 17 in this quarter. And now at the other end, a foul going to be called on Amherst. Clint Bentley going for the steal. That is his third. But first foul of the half. So four deuces and three threes. That's 17 in the quarter and 29 in the game for Alec Martin. Elm Creek lobs it into Larrington. And he's going to be fouled in the middle of the lane. They lobbed it over all of the Amherst defense. Larrington caught it, was fouled. The foul is on Travis Hodgson, his first. And Larrington, who has all 8 points in the quarter for Elm Creek, will try for numbers 9 and 10. The first one is up. It is no good. So a big, big third quarter here so far for Amherst, mostly from Martin. Second free throw is good. So Larrington gets one of two. 53-32, and they'll trap the inbound. Bentley spins, tries to get it up. Crowley trying to make you move a different way. Up to Holmes, a double clutch underneath by Hodson. No good, got his own rebound, and then it's stolen away. Up the floor comes Elm Creek. The ball gets away from Oreda. It's out of bounds off of Amherst. One of those where they were trying to dive on the hot potato. On the floor for Elm Creek, you have got Mike Reeves, Lang. No, Geyer has checked in for Lang. Geyer, along with number 12, Zach Crowley, Larrington, and Oreda, who takes the inbounds pass, fires the three. It is no good. Rebound Crowley underneath, can't get it to go. And coming out of there with it is going to be Clint Bentley. And up the floor come the Amherst Broncos. Didn't have the numbers. They'll give it off to Stevens. Alec Martin is on the bench getting a rest right now. Underneath the Hodson. Hodson got his man in the air. Reverse layup. Got it to go. I'm not sure Amherst has missed in this quarter. 55-32. Minute 50 to go here in the third. Up the floor with it is Oreda. Oreda top of the circle gives it to Larrington. The Geyer, back up top, Reeves. Reeves drop step, gives it to Larrington. Pull up three. Might have been partially blocked out there by Hodson. And the ball is going to be picked up by Hodson. It was partially blocked by Lockhorn, we should say. And up the floor, Stevens. Amherst basketball to the cutter through Hodgson's hands, and it's going to be turned over by Amherst. And up the floor come the Buffaloes. With it is Reeves. Crossover dribble got by his man, takes it to the rack, missed it, hit the rim on the way up. Ty Stevens will get his second rebound. Stevens into the front court, right wing, holds the ball. To the high post, they go Lockhorn, in traffic, has to do everything he can just to throw it up. It's no good. And on the rebound, we've got a tie-up between Lockhorn and Larrington. The arrow points the way of Elm Creek. 55-32. Elm Creek only 9 points in the quarter, and they all are from Jordan Larrington. Walking the ball up the floor is Luke Areta. That's not what you want to do, down by 23 points. Areta gives it to the top of the circle to Reeves. Left side to Geyer. Up top, Crowley. Reverse it right side, Areta. Into the corner. The ball knocked away. Still loose. Picked up there by Larrington. And he'll clear it out top. Crowley hands it to Geyer. Brendan for three. It's going to be too strong. The ball is deflected out to Areta. And Luke gets it into the corner to Reeves. Reeves drives the baseline. Has his shot blocked in there by Travis Hodgson. And they'll come out of there with a basketball and a reach-in foul on Areta, trying to steal it back. Third foul on Areta, fourth of the half on Elm Creek. 29 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, kkpr.com. Doug Duda with you on this Friday night from Elm Creek. In the girls' game, Elm Creek won 54-51, but here the Amherst boys are pulling away in the third quarter. They were up 8 at the half. They're now up 23. Lobbing on the low post. They get it into Cassett. Double team. Kicks it out top to Halligan. Swings it left side. Stevens. They go to Cassett again. Double down. Out to Halligan. High post. 9 seconds. Comes in and he's fouled. Geyer and Reeves collapse on him. Could be on either one, but I'm going to guess it's on Geyer. And our official says that is the case. Second foul on Brendan Geyer. With 7 seconds to go in the quarter. And Dylan Halligan, who hasn't scored, will shoot a pair of free throws. He couldn't find the three-point range early and then just kind of stopped shooting. Free throw up and in for Halligan. Here comes the sixth Bronco to score in the game. Second free throw now for Halligan. Is on the way short. Rebound brought down by Geyer. Just 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Up the floor. 2 seconds. 1 second and a long three at the horn. Is in and out. No good by Brendan Geyer. And they want a goaltending call here. One of the Amherst kids went up and grabbed the net. And the coach says, how about a goaltend? They're not going to get the call. That's the end of the third quarter. Amherst 56, Elm Creek 32. We'll be back in a minute.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Good luck from Circle S Plumbing of Elm Creek. Of course, Circle S does residential plumbing and electrical, but they also do backhoe work, trenching, and in-floor heating. Circle S Plumbing in Elm Creek.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, the only place you need to go to get your farm to grow. Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek wishes all the area athletes the best of luck.
Well, Elm Creek doesn't get out of the timeout, and they hand it to Amherst, and that's going to set off the Elm Creek coaches. And Lucas Casson goes in and dunks the basketball, and Elm Creek's not fazed by it. They'll go in and lay it up and in, and getting the layup is going to be Mike Reeves, first player besides Larrington to score in the half here. So the teams do exchange buckets, and Alec Martin will get it up top. They'll lob it underneath to Casson against Beckman. He's double-teamed. Mitchell tries to knock it away, has to kick it out of there to Bentley. To Martin, long three on the way for Alec, and it's in. Alec Martin with his fourth three of the second half. He's hit them all, 59, make it 61-34. Elm Creek up top. Both teams 7-9, and Amherst is just shooting lights out here in the second half. It's somewhere around 80%. Out on the wing, here's a three-pointer shot. If we're trying to get it to go, it won't. Zekman grabs the rebound. He'll power it back up and score. Tom Zekman with the offensive putback. He now has 4 points, and it's 61-36. Well, another classic game between Loomis and Pleasanton tonight. Trent Pritchard hits a three-pointer with 10 seconds left, and Pleasanton beats Loomis 64-63. And Zekman a foul here, trying to knock it away from Cassin out around the three-point line. That'll be the fourth foul on Zekman. Through four three-quarters, Amherst is led by Alec Martin with 29 points. He had 17 in the third quarter. 11 for Lucas Cassin. Now he has added a bucket. He has 13. And Martin added a three. He's got 32. Lob into Cassin. He's wide open underneath, and he scores. 15 for Cassin. And it is 63-36 with 6.5 to go. Buffaloes will bring the ball into the front court. Larrington gives it to Reeves. Reeves puts his head down, drives again off the glass, and scores. So Mike Reeves puts it up and in. Elm Creek still battling, but you can't gain any ground when Amherst makes every shot they take. Martin, right side, knows his time is limited. He'll throw one up, but they call him for a walk. Amherst thought there was a foul. Now they realize it was a walk. That'll be turnover number 12 on the Broncos. The teams are even with 12 fouls apiece, or 12 turnovers apiece. Don't forget, when we are done, the Misco Sports Post Game Show. We'll recap the contest, talk to the coach, and more. So keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR FM. Kearney, Amherst, Elm Creek. Reeves gives up top to Schonifer, to Mitchell. Mitchell drop step to the high post, back to Reeves. Reeves back over to Mitchell. Baseline left side, throws through, finds Schonifer. Can't find any space. Fadeaway jumper. He got it. Schonifer with his first bucket of the night, and it's 63-40. Up front, they'll get it to Halligan. Halligan drives the baseline, and he ends up walking with a basketball. Thought he was going to get around one man, and then all of a sudden there to help out was Zekman, and he stuttered and took that half step. Again, Elm Creek will be back in action at home for the regular season finale next Friday against Elwood. Amherst returns home next Friday for their regular season finale against Wilcox-Hildreth. Zekman on the right wing, pushed, turnaround jumper, throws it up, setting on the rim, won't go. Rebound brought down by Amherst, and Zekman just fouled out of the basketball game. Dylan Lockhorn pulls down his ninth rebound, and Tom Zekman will foul out with 4 points and two rebounds in the basketball game tonight. 5:27 remains in the contest, and a 1-1 coming up here for the Broncos. That is the seventh team foul. Only two have been called this half on Amherst. And at the line, Dylan Lockhorn, he is 1 of 4. He has 6 points. Jordan Larrington leading Elm Creek, by the way, with 16 in the ball game tonight. Luke Areta has 8, but they were all in the first half. Free throw is going to be in and out, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds to Elm Creek. Larrington gets his fifth rebound. And here come the Buffaloes. Into the front court, Reeves tries to step through the double team and walk. Stepped on a foot and lost his balance. And a turnover for the Buffaloes, their first here of the fourth quarter. 5:19 to go in the game. Amherst 63 and Elm Creek 40. It has been Alec Martin here in the second half. He's got 20 points in the half. And that consists of not quite 13 or 11 minutes. Now Martin drives against the double team, gets it underneath to Holmes, and a timeout called Amherst. Timeout on the floor for the Amherst Broncos. It'll be a 30-second timeout as they were losing control of the ball. 5:09 to go in the game. It's still 63-40 Broncos. We'll be right back.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
And Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks. We're back here after the Amherst timeout. They've got it underneath their own hoop and trying to knock the basketball away. Players get their legs tangled up and a foul will be called. It's going to be on Luke Areta, his fourth. So Zekman's out. Areta has 4. Bentley the only player with 3 for Amherst. And coming out of the ball game will be Mitchell. And at the line to shoot a 1-1 again will be Dylan Lockhorn. And Lockhorn will put the free throw up. No good. Rebound comes down to Zach Crowley, who just checked in. And with 5 minutes to go, Elm Creek has the basketball. Trying to make this one a little bit closer. Schottifer drives. Good defense. The shot is forced. It doesn't go. The ball goes out of bounds. And I don't know how the teams have any clue what this ref's doing. He has never... He keeps blowing his whistle, and nobody knows who has the ball. And Elm Creek gets the ball. I think whoever just goes to take it out, he gives it to. Three-pointer by Oreta, no good. Rebound by Crowley, up, no good. And Jared Peter, who just checked in, will get the rebound and will come the other way. 4:40 to go. 63-40 in favor of Amherst. Martin kicks it back out to Petra. Jared kicks it back out of the left wing to Lockhorn. Taking a little time off the clock here. Back out to Bentley. 4:20 to go when we're all done. The Misco Sports postgame show. Alec Martin gets taken to the ground. And the ball goes out of bounds. And for the first time tonight, Clark Ribble has something to say to the official. He says, don't worry about it. We're up 23. So the ball will come over to Elm Creek. Coach Ribble was trying to talk to his kids and kind of came out towards half court. And the official had to say, we want to play some basketball here. So they get him back in the coach's box. And in for Elm Creek is Austin Samuelson. He'll swing it over to Oreta. He's got an open three and got it. Luke Oreta with his first bucket of the second half. He has all three threes in the game for Elm Creek, 63-43. Now Martin to the other end, knocked away by Schottifer as he drove the lane. Up the floor, given back to Schuyler, and he's going to be fouled, taking it in by Dylan Lockhorn. The first foul on Lockhorn and the third of the half on Amherst. Again, more basketball on KKPR Monday. Kearney Catholic boys at Grand Island Central Catholic. That's a makeup of a snowout from last month. And at the line, Schottifer to shoot two, and the first one's right through there. Scatter with his third point of the basketball game. 63-44. Amherst has actually won a couple of minutes here without scoring. And Alec Martin and Dylan Lockhorn checking out, and I'm going to guess that's going to be it for Martin. He'll end up with 32 points. Second free throw, no good, but Brendan Geyer got the rebound, and he'll put it back up and score. Geyer with his fourth board and first bucket. 63-46. I think this is a 10-0 run that Elm Creek has put on here. Inside, here's the turnaround jumper, Petra, and he's going to be fouled. And he'll go to the line. Geyer and Samuelson were both in there defensively. And the foul will be on Brendan Geyer, his third. And at the line to shoot two, number 22, Jared Petra. I believe is the way they told me to pronounce that. And Jared, if I'm wrong, I apologize. As the free throw is up and hits the front of the iron, no good. Second free throw coming up. 3:36 remains in our game, and Amherst has got this one by 17. Second free throw, no. And the rebound brought down by the Buffaloes. And up the floor, Luke Oreta. His outlet pass gets to Schottifer. Schottifer puts it up and in. And Amherst better be a little careful. There's still time left. And with the run that's being put on, it's down to 15, and Amherst has all their second-teamers out there right now, which is okay, except for Dylan Halligan. He's got it in the right-hand corner, trying to force his way in the paint, makes an errant pass, out of bounds to Elm Creek. And Amherst with their fifth turnover here of the fourth quarter and 16th of the game. And here comes Alec Martin back into the ball game. Clayton Preble's going to check in. Coach Ribble just wants to get it over with, but he's going to bring Martin in so that they've got somebody that can really handle the ball pretty well and take the pressure off of some of the younger sophomore guards. Just over 3 minutes to go in the game. Schottifer, skip pass, Oreta. Down on the block, he's got a man. Samuelson puts it up from nine. It will not go. The rebound's tipped out to Oreta. He'll put the 17-footer up, no good. And the rebound comes down to Dylan Halligan. To the other end they come. And we have got a whistle. And the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds, and we've got a foul called. And the foul is going to be called on Elm Creek's Luke Oreta, and he has fouled out of the basketball game. So Oreta trying to track him down, fouls out. He is the second Buffalo to foul out. Zekman fouled out at the 5:27 mark. 11 points 6 rebounds in the ball game for Luke Oreta. 2:48 to go in the contest. And at the line will be Ty Stevens. Mitchell checks back in for Elm Creek. And Ty Stevens, the starting sophomore guard, will put the first free throw on the way and get it. Stevens hit a couple of threes back in the first quarter when nobody else was making any. And that's his total for the night, 6 points. Martin with 32, Casson with 15. Second free throw is in as well for Stevens, and he's got 8 points. And that'll make it 65-48. That snaps about a 12-0 run by Elm Creek. 2:45 to go in the ball game. Up the floor, Schoenefer gives it off to Samuelson. Back to Skyler. A long three from the top of the key. Off the front of the iron, no good. Mitchell got the rebound. Fadeaway blocked by Casson. Right back into the hands of Mitchell. And they will have to reset some offense. Get it underneath to Schoenefer. Tried to get it over Casson. Casson blocked it again. And the ball goes out of bounds to Amherst. So a couple of blocks on that series for Casson. Gives him 4 in the ball game. 2:25 as we now start to play off the string. Elm Creek cut it to 15 and had the ball, but now a minute 20 has gone and they haven't scored in that time, and Amherst is comfortably ahead again. 2:10 to go. Up top, Stevens, knocked away from behind by Crowley. Picked up by Casson. He'll power it up. Won't go this time. Rebound brought down by Austin Samuelson. And Austin with the outlet pass to Crowley. 2 minutes to go. Over to Geyer. Swings it to Schoenefer. Up top, Martin went for the steal. Didn't get it. Now into the corner. Open three on the way for Gavin Mitchell. In and out. Casson had the rebound, and it's taken away by Zach Crowley. And another chance here for Elm Creek. Samuelson to Crowley on the left wing. Back to Mitchell. A minute 40 to go. Skip past Schoenefer. Thought about the three. Instead throws it over to Crowley. Crowley comes into the paint. Good defense by Amherst. Into the corner. Three-pointer Mitchell. That one's going to be off the heel. No good. And the ball is going to be tipped out to Ty Stevens. Stevens trying to go coast to coast in a collision at the other end. And an intentional foul called on Elm Creek. You don't want to see that. The game is out of hand, and you don't want to see somebody commit the intentional foul, and that's what happened there. And now Coach Tanner Cavity says, I'm going to clear my bench here. Amherst is going to take a timeout, but the intentional foul is called. So that means 2 free throws and the ball for Amherst. But at this point, the game no longer in doubt. With 1:24 to go in our contest, your score, Amherst 65 and Elm Creek 48. We'll be back in a minute.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
One of the benefits of living in the Heartland is the great meat farmers provide. Get your fair share from Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst, a proud supporter of all of our area sports. Belschner Custom Meats of Amherst.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Ty Stevens hits his first free throw, and now he's going to hit his second free throw on the intentional foul. And Amherst will get the ball. 67-48 Broncos, a minute 24 to go. A lot of substitutions in the ball game. Let's try and get everybody for you. On the floor right now for Elm Creek, Jordan Swartwood, Travis Stevens, Seth Guthrie. Crowley stays in the game, and so does Samuelson. Here's a three-pointer on the way by Ty Stevens. It's going to be no good. And fighting for the loose ball, Lucas Cassidy is still in the game, and he couldn't get that one. Austin Samuelson has the rebound. Amherst has played just about everybody in this game by now anyway. And now checking in for Elm Creek, Gage Buettner. And Amherst has Clayton Preble on the floor, Ty Stevens. Well, now they're going to start changing those, so let's wait. Bisco Sports postgame show coming up. Earlier tonight, Elm Creek beat Amherst 54-51, but Amherst is going to win the boys' game. On the floor For Amherst, we've got a mystery player wearing number 34 tonight. We apologize. Didn't get a chance to talk to Coach before the game. I had no idea even where he was. So Amherst with the ball. Clayton Preble has it. Also in there is Travis Hodgson. Also in there is Jared Petra. And also in the ball game is Blade Holmes. Now checking in for Elm Creek is Hayden Hubbard. 56 seconds to go before Amherst picks up their eighth win of the season, and their pretty good streak will continue, winning six of their last eight. Hodgson to the baseline, tries to get a shot away, reverse layup, won't go, and we're going to get a tie-up on the rebound between Petra and Buettner. And the arrow points the way of Amherst. No, they're going to say the arrow points the way of Elm Creek. 48 seconds to go, which is correct. And up the floor with it will be Travis Stevens. 40 seconds. Let's see if somebody new can get their name in the book. Hubbard gives it off to Guthrie. Back up top to Stevens. Travis kicks it out to Swartwood. And the ball going to be knocked away by Hodgson. Hodgson goes to the other end. Missed the layup. Offensive rebound. Petra back up and in. So Jared with the offensive rebound. He gets his name in the scorebook. 69-48, 20 seconds remaining. Stevens into the front court. Comes to the high post. He's going to take it all the way in. Travis off the glass. No good. Rebound picked up there by Hayden Hubbard. Hubbard gets it inside. The ball slipped right out of the hands there. The big fella, Gage Buettner, he was going up, and the ball slipped out of his hands, and they had to call him for the travel. 7 seconds left, and Amherst will just throw it in and dribble out the clock, and that will bring our doubleheader in the Fort Kearney Conference to an end. The final score, the Amherst Broncos, 69, and the Elm Creek Buffaloes, 48. We'll take a break and head to the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final numbers and hopefully a chance to chat with Coach Clark Ribble of the Broncos. We'll be back in 1 minute on KKPR-FM.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Call M&J Signs and ask the professionals how they can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customer. Check them out at mnjsigns.com. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all the area athletes.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
And it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin because Red Ledge and Columbia Ski Coats are half off. They've got a great selection. Keep warm during this cool time of the year with their great selection of ski coats from Red Ledge and Columbia. Red Ledge ski pants are on sale. They've also got Columbia gloves, Nike and Adidas stocking caps, Wigwam stocking caps half off as well. At Misco Sports on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center, our final score, Amherst 69 and Elm Creek 48. In the girls' game, Elm Creek 54 and Amherst 51. Also tonight, it was the Pleasanton boys hitting a three with 10 seconds left in the game for a 64-63 win over Loomis. Trent Pritchard hitting the game-winning shot. Lincoln Southwest boys beat Kearney tonight 57-53. And in the girls' game, it was Lincoln Southwest over Kearney High 45-36. So those are a few of the scores that we have to pass along to you. And when we come back, we'll take a look at all the final stats on the Misco Sports postgame show in 1 minute.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's for the finest meats, freshest produce, and great weekly specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
And we're back on the Minsko Sports Post Game Show here on KKPR. First off, let's take a look at the numbers for the Elm Creek Buffaloes. They ended up with eight players getting in the score column. Gavin Mitchell had 4 points, two rebounds. Luke Oreta hit all three threes tonight for Elm Creek. He ended up with 11 points and a team-high six rebounds. Zach Crowley, 2 points, five rebounds. Skyler Schoenhofer had 5 points all in the fourth quarter. He had one rebound. Brandon Geyer had 2 points, four rebounds. Mike Reeves, 4 points, one rebound. Jordan Larrington was the leading scorer for Elm Creek. He had 16 points. All but two of those came in the second and third combined. He had five rebounds. Hayden Hubbard got a rebound, Austin Samuelson two rebounds, Gage Buettner a rebound, and Tom Zechman 4 points and two rebounds. I had Elm Creek for 12 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting 3 of 5 in the first half, 2 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting 2 of 7 in the first half, 1 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers for Elm Creek, 8 in the first half and 7 in the second half of play. The Buffaloes had 23 points at halftime. They scored 25 in the second half. And Elm Creek finishes with 48 points, which is about their season average, 30 rebounds, 5 out of 9 at the free throw line, 3 of 15 from three-point land, and 15 turnovers. Elm Creek is now 7-10 on the season and will wrap up the regular season at home against Elwood next Friday night. We'll take a break and look at the final numbers for the Amherst Broncos right after this on the Visco Sports Postgame Show.
Good luck from Circle S Plumbing in Elm Creek. Of course, Circle S does residential plumbing and electrical, but they also do backhoe work, trenching, and in-floor heating. Circle S Plumbing in Elm Creek.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Here on the Misco Sports Post Game Show, let's go ahead and take a look at the final numbers now for the victorious Amherst Broncos as they had seven players score in the game, once again led by the sensational senior guard, Alec Martin. They tried to play junk defense on him in the first half. They changed it up a little bit, a little man, a little matchup, a little sag, a little man and a half. You can call it whatever you want. There's so many names for it. But then in the second half, they tried to go straight up man after he had 12 points in the first half, and Martin burned him. And just not even bad defense. He'd back up and bury a three, or he'd take him off the dribble to the hoop, and he had 17 in the third quarter alone. And Alec Martin finishes with 32 points in the ball game tonight. Earlier in the week against Ansley, put in enough to become the all-time leading scorer in Amherst history, and he puts up 32 more tonight. Travis Hodgson, 4 points, two rebounds and a block. Ty Stevens got into double figures with 10 points. He hit two threes and was 4-of-4 at the line. He also had three rebounds. Jared Petra had 2 points, three rebounds. Dylan Lockhorn, 5 points, and a game-high nine rebounds for Dylan. Clinton Bentley had two rebounds. Dylan Halligan, 1.5 rebounds. And Lucas Casson had one of the better games we've seen from him this year, 15 points, four rebounds, and four block shots. Ian Amherst for 13 rebounds in the first half, 15 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3-of-5 in the first half, 6-of-13 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 2-of-11 in the first half, and 4-of-5 in the second half, all made by Alec Martin. They were actually 4-of-6 in the second half of play. So we'll adjust that number accordingly. As far as turnovers, Amherst 8 in the first half and 9 in the second half. Broncos had 31 points at halftime. They scored 38 in the second half, and Amherst will finish with 69 points, 28 rebounds, 9 out of 18 at the free throw line, 6 of 17 from three-point land, 5 block shots, and 17 turnovers, as Amherst has now won 6 of their last 8 games. They're 8-9 on the season, and they'll take on Wilcox-Hildreth, who is the bottom team in the Fort Kearney Conference this year with just 2 wins. So a great chance next Friday at home for Amherst to even their record at 9-9 as they get ready to go into sub-district play, which will also be up at Kearney Catholic High School. We'll take a break and see if we can get a chance to chat with Coach Clark Ribble of Amherst, and we'll do it right after this timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Good luck from Circle S Plumbing of Elm Creek. Of course, Circle S does residential plumbing and electrical, but they also do backhoe work, trenching, and in-floor heating. Circle S Plumbing in Elm Creek.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, the only place you need to go to get your farm to grow. Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek wishes all the area athletes the best of luck.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And we are back here. I want to remind you on our Misco Sports Postgame Show, we've got more basketball coming your way on Monday. That will be Grand Island Central Catholic taking on Kearney Catholic. That's a boys' regular season game, and that will tip off at 8 o'clock from Central Catholic High School. We will also be bringing you sub-district basketball action from Lexington, which is coming up on Tuesday. Kearney Catholic Minden and Southern Valley will take on the Gothenburg Cozad winner. And we will talk to Coach Ribble here in just a moment. He's on our way up. And we will also, as we're getting the coach up here at Elm Creek, sorry about that. Also wrestling tomorrow, the D3 district coming your way from Amherst. We will have all the finals. They get underway at 2 o'clock. Tomorrow afternoon, Amherst is expected to win, but we will see how everything else breaks down with all of the wrestlers going on at Amherst tomorrow. But tonight, we're talking basketball, and we are pleased to be joined by Coach Clark Ribble after talking to his kids. And Coach, Alec Martin breaks the school record on Tuesday, and then they try to junk him a little bit defensively in the first quarter. In the first half, they try to go straight up man in the third quarter, and boy, does he make them pay.
Yeah, you know, it was nice to have that pressure off of Alec. I think he was feeling it, and I think offensively he could just let it go today. So it was nice to see that, not only for Alec, but also for our entire team. He just gets more people involved, and it's a nice thing to see tonight.
Tell me a little bit, because we talk so much, and so much is made of Amherst offense and all the things that you guys do and scoring a lot of points, and you like to get it up around that 70-point mark, which 69 tonight. But your defense, really, when it needed to step up tonight, did the job against Elm Creek tonight. You held them to 7 points in the first quarter, and while you're making the run in the third quarter, you're getting them to turn the ball over. And outside of Larrington, they couldn't find any offense there in the third quarter. Your defense must be one of the reasons that you're starting to win more ball games here in the second half of the season.
I 100% agree there, Doug. I had no idea we held them to 7 points in the first quarter. You know, I talk defense. I spend the first half of every timeout talking defense. Defense runs our game. And if we can get steals, turnovers, it leads to layups, which are easy. And, you know, and then if it just puts pressure on the other team. And some teams deal with pressure differently than others. And we just want to see how teams react to pressure. And then our offense is based off of our defense, as you well know.
Talk about, because as we said, the two losses during this stretch are to two highly ranked teams in SEM and Axtell. But, boy, to play like you did, and it wasn't, I guess that doesn't sound right coming out. You lost some close games and competed against maybe some of the toughest teams on your schedule in the first half, but now you've won 6 of 8. You're going to take on Wilcox. You'll be the favorite next week. You've got a chance to get it back to 500 after starting 2-7 and shooting you into the sub-districts. What would that mean to get yourself back to 500, and could you believe that that was possible when you finished up the holiday tournament?
Well, let me answer the first part of that and tell you that I look forward to Wilcox. They're a talented team. I think it'll be a big step for our team if we can get that win. You know, the two teams that we've lost to in the last month or so are solid, solid teams. The second part of that question, if I believe we could get back to 500, I absolutely believe we could get back to 500. We're a team that had a tough schedule before Christmas. So I knew there were going to be bumps. We play a bunch of sophomores. We've got three seniors that play a lot, and it just took time for us to gel. We're starting to get it, and I would rather us start winning now than have won at the beginning of the season. It's always nice to peek at the end.
Yeah, and unfortunately for Elm Creek, that's kind of what's happened to them. They started out okay, and now they're struggling and hope to turn it around against Elwood. Before I let you go, though, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Lucas Casson. This is probably one of the better, at least the games I've seen over the last couple of years. He got off to a good start, and boy, did that seem to bolster his confidence tonight.
Yeah, you know what? They ran an interesting defense to start. Yeah. They ran, I think it was a triangle and two, where they were guarding Alec and Dylan Lockhorn. And, you know, we just had to move the ball. They left Lucas. Lucas gets going, makes some layups, makes some free throws. And, you know, when he gets going early, it's always good for our team. When we look into the post, it's always good for our team. And it seems like when Lucas starts well, our defense picks up, and then our defense leads to our offense producing points for us.
Well, a nice win for your ball club, Coach. Thanks for coming up and giving us some time. We'll come over and watch those guys wrestle at your place tomorrow, and then you've got one more basketball game before sub-districts. But a nice win again tonight in this always competitive FKC. So best of luck next week.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Coach. That's going to wrap things up here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Other scores tonight, Pleasanton hits a three with 10 seconds left to beat Loomis, 64-63. Loomis was up 11 at the half. And Pleasanton outscored them 28-10 in the third quarter to take the lead, and then it was a dogfight in the fourth quarter. So those teams always, doesn't matter. That just proves, again, great rivalry between those two. Kearney High swept tonight by Lincoln Southwest, and here Elm Creek wins the girls' game 54-51, and Amherst wins the boys' game 69-48, led by the 32 points of Alec Martin. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the brinks of the downtown Kearney Center. Whether it's little kids wrestling, traveling team basketball, or you're looking ahead towards the track season, Misco's has the gear you need, open 7 days a week for your convenience. Give the final score 69-48. Amherst with the win. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Dudas saying have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow in Amherst for the D3 District Wrestling Championships at 2.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.